This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Is apologetic more set up to inform the deep, the doctrinal, the things that Jesus is saying, teasing them out, what they mean? Or is it, a ministry also of love?
Apologetics is an act of love, among other things, because those who do apologetics are teaching the truth, refuting error, and that is loving your neighbor.
Right.
Because if we did not love them and care for them, we wouldn't care about telling them the truth.
Right.
So it is an act. It's one of the aspects of apologetics. And we're to do it with patience and kindness, with love and humility.
Number 5.
I do get stalkers every now and then. Every few years, 2 to 3, I'll get a stalker. And I've got some stories about stalkers. Almost all of them have been women, except one guy. Was one guy. I'm going to tell you a story about this one guy. I had on my forums a written debate done with an atheist. The atheists on that, our forum, our CARM forum, what they did was they got really snotty. And I said, no. It's between this guy and I. And I told the atheists, you know, be nice. And they wouldn't do that. And so I told the administrators who, you know, watch this stuff, I said, let them continue. Let them continue to get bad only in this forum that I'm discussing stuff with. And so they did. They got really, really bad. And the topic I was discussing an atheist with was morality. What's right and wrong, good and bad, and things like this. And he never addressed any of the foul insults that came from the atheists. And I eventually, I took a list of things that they had been saying, and I said, what do you think of this, 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 and this from your fellow atheists? And he couldn't deal with it because they were really bad. And I said, you're just being a hypocrite. I mean, I just busted him.
Number 4.
Then I told the mods, you know, I said, go ahead and administer the rules to everybody like we do fairly. And a lot of the atheists got banned. Well, what happened as a result of it was they decided to create a ministry against CARM. And this one individual, let's just say I made him look really bad, he decided to make a ministry. And so he started a website, and the goal of the website was to destroy the CARM ministry. For real.
Number 3.
About a year before that, a friend of mine told me about a Satanist, a woman who's lesbian, and she hated everything about Christianity. And her daughter was murdered in her front yard, and my heart broke. And I said, let me talk to her. And I did. I ended up talking to the Satanist woman for about 2 hours, except she did 99% of the talking. I just listened. I didn't witness to her. I didn't say anything to her. I just listened. You know, I've lost a son, and I said, it's just horrible. I'm just sorry you're going through it. That's basically all I said. I just sympathized with her pain and suffering. Well, she actually thanked me for my concern for her and for not being a preacher at her at this terrible time. And I said, well, you know, you're welcome. I said, I just wanted to, you know, be there and let you know. So this anti-CARM atheist ministry had different people at different levels that they would trust to work with them to destroy the CARM ministry. And there was a top tier inner circle. She was in on it.
Number 2.
She was in that one circle. She contacted me and she said, though I think you're full of crap and all this stuff and you're bad and you're this, I don't agree with this and that. She said, at least you have the right to do what you're doing. And I don't agree with him trying to destroy your ministry. I'm talking about hacking, false accusations, lies. It was really bad. You know, this is like hate mail on steroids, right? And so one of my friends who lives on the East Coast, a woman, they were saying that she and I were fooling around. I'm in Idaho and she was out there in the East Coast. It's ridiculous. The husband wanted to find them and sue them. And it was getting out of hand. And what this Satanist woman would do was tell me what approaches they were going to use to destroy the ministry, to hack it, to overdo this, to flood the emails, to do whatever it was, to attack the servers, to get the DOS attack. And so she would tell me, and she says, but I don't agree with you, but I'm going to help you. And I never told anybody when this so-called ministry was alive. I never told anybody about this, right? So what had happened was, is I'd get this heads up information and I would tell it to the service provider, who would then put in certain blocks and take care of everything. And they were just beside themselves, not able to do any damage to the ministry. And they just couldn't figure it out. It went on for like a year, year and a half, 2 years. We implemented in the forums where the atheists were, who were really the obstreperous, vociferous type, we put them into a system called miserable users, so that instead of banning them for their pejoratives, what we would do is we would let them stay on, but we put them into this one segmented program. And what would happen is they would get on 50% of the time without a problem, and 30% of the time they would get a 404 not found error, or 10% of the time it would just rotate, the cursor would, you know, just blink, and then the circle that you're getting in was loading, please refresh the page. There were these various things that we could change the percentages and what things were happening at different times, so there wasn't any regularity. And so we put these atheist guys and girls they were really bad, and it took them a year it took a year to figure it out.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer.
This is the Truth Network.